AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says it's a heinous act. The president of Haiti, Jovenel Moise, was shot and killed in his home. His wife was injured. Haiti's ambassador to the U.S., Beauchied Edmond, says mercenaries are on the loose.
It seems that this horrible act was carried out by well-trained professional killers, commandos. They were speaking Spanish. That's the footage is revealed. But an investigation is widely open now.
Edmond appealed to the U.S. for help. 46 people have died in the collapse of a condo building in South Florida. 10 more bodies have been found. 94 people are unaccounted for. Alan Kaminsky is Miami-Dade County Fire Chief.
We've been exhausting every effort. And, you know, that's where we are right now is exhausting every effort. And we'll go from there.
No one has been rescued from the site since the first hours after the building collapsed. There's a parade today in New York City on Broadway.
Thank you to the nurses. Thank you to the doctors. Thank you to the technicians.
It's a ticker tape parade honoring the frontline workers during the pandemic. The Grand Marshal is ICU nurse Sandra Lindsay.
We have made tremendous progress, but we know that the variants still threaten us. And we can beat this. We just need to get vaccinated. That's the way we beat the variant.
Meantime, in Missouri, the Springfield area has been hit hard by the virus. One hospital had to borrow ventilators over the 4th of July weekend and begged on social media for help from respiratory therapists, several of whom volunteered from other states. A federal judge today declined to block some challenge sections of Georgia's new election law. There are two runoff elections next week in Georgia. Eight-time champion Roger Federer is out at Wimbledon. He lost in straight sets to 14th seed Hubert Hurkacz in the quarterfinals. This is AP News. Britain's High Court granted the U.S. government permission to appeal a decision that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange cannot be sent to the U.S.
The judicial office says the appeal had been granted and the case would be listed for a High Court hearing, although no date's been set so far. The judge ordered that Assange must remain in prison during any potential U.S. appeal, as he has an incentive to abscond if he were freed. In January, a lower court judge had refused an American request to send Assange to the US. The district judge had denied extradition on health grounds, saying Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh US prison conditions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Egyptian authorities announced the release of a hulking shipping vessel that had blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week earlier this year. The Ever Given left the canal's Great Bitter Lake. Ed Donahue, AP News.